You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news.
Join us for our weekly broadcast, His Abounding Grace, with Minister Vanessa Williams. That's every Tuesday at 7 p.m. On Wednesday afternoons at 1 p.m., join Reverend Gwendolyn Dixon for the Midday Glory Prayer Line. The dial-in number is 641-715-3580. The access code is 732-499. And Wednesday nights at 7 p.m., Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you. That's with Pastor Paul Morgan of Chosen Generation Ministries in Richmond, Virginia. On Thursdays, live at 12 noon, join Reverend Pat Randall for Declaring the Finished Work, for an hour of worship, exhortation, and prayer. Reverend Ray and friends are here on Friday nights at 7 p.m. with the Joy of the Lord on Friday Night Joy. Sundays at 7 p.m., join Reverend Ray for Bread of Life, for a word in season. And don't forget our monthly broadcast. First Mondays of every month at 7 p.m., be blessed with the teaching ministry of Apostle Shirley Jones on Lifeline. On third Mondays at 7 p.m., join Evangelist Lewis McElwain for Adoration, a broadcast of worship and ministries on the mission field. Second Saturdays of the month, join Reverend Curtis, Reverend Novena, and Minister Jordana for Bold and Beautiful, a youth and young adult broadcast setting the world on fire with the love of Jesus. And on fourth Saturdays, Alabaster Box at 7 p.m. with Prophetess Carla Johnson, where she shares a broad range of topics to help believers persevere and overcome. All broadcast times are Eastern Standard Time.
Christian Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He is good.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page.
Challenge to change, where transformation begins with you. Change appears to be one of the biggest hindrances to growth in relationships that I have encountered while in ministry. Our focus is usually on someone else and what they have done or are doing to us, instead of us being accountable to God and making sure we're not a stumbling block to ourselves or others. Challenge to change is about us taking personal responsibility for our Christian walk as we face challenges and issues and how to overcome them through biblical tools and techniques that we will discuss on this show. Everything about this show is encompassed in us depending on the Holy Spirit to edify, enrich, and transform lives by introducing individuals to a personal encounter with God's unconditional love. That is where real transformation begins and ends.
So what we've been talking about, folks, is transition. Talking about transition not only in the church, but in our personal lives. So the teaching that I'm doing, it focuses on what you can do with your own life as well as what you can do in the church. So the word transition means passage from one place to another. So you're going from one place to another place. And we want to go one place to another place spiritually. We want to go to one place to another place physically. We want to go to one place to another emotionally and mentally. Because we don't want to be, we shouldn't be, if we 58, we shouldn't be thinking like 2. Y'all know somebody be thinking like 5 years old and you know they're older? Raise your hand, you know some people like that. All right. Turn to your neighbor, say, neighbor. He ain't talking about you, is he? No, he's scared to look over there. He's scared to look over there. He's scared to look. He's scared to look. All right, all right. I'm going to move on. A transition is a movement or evolution from one form to another. See, when you get born again, what happens is you transform from darkness into light. So you no longer, you might be the same person looking on the outside, but on the inside, you're a different man or a different woman. So we have been talking about, let's read this together. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. But I urge you, believers, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, all of you be in full agreement in what you say, and that there be no divisions or fractions among you, but you be perfectly joined, united in a way of thinking and in your judgment in matters of the faith. So when God created us, he said that he wanted us to be in agreement with him. So if he says that we are precious, then we supposed to be saying the same thing he's saying. Because if he say we precious and we say we worthless, then what's going on? Is there any agreement there? So we need to be in agreement with what? What his word says, what he says. So we talked about the fact that God is a planner, so he plans things. So it's okay for us to be spontaneous, but we also need to have plans in our life. Things that we can, you know, he said in his word, write the vision and make it plain so when you see it, you can run to it. God uses words. So that's what we're going to focus on today is how God uses words. Then probably next Sunday, I'm going to talk about how a man uses words, how you use words. And then God uses people. You know, you pray and you ask God to bless you with something, and he normally sends a person by. But if that person don't look like the person you used to dealing with, what do you do? Dismiss them. So we talked about last week about how our words stop transition. We had Wayne, the brother, that just finished singing about how he had said he didn't want to be, never wanted to be in charge of people. And as a result of that, he applied for a position where he would have to be in charge. And the company had to get rid of the whole position because Wayne was the perfect one for the job. And so what we talked about last week about how you use your own words to stop you from the transition. So we talked about how the purpose of words is to create all these things. You can create information by using words, instructions. You can warn people by using words. You can encourage people by using words. You can destroy people by using words. You can create by using words. You can express emotion. How many ever told somebody they loved them? Raise your hand. What? Only 6 people told people they loved them. What's up with that, man? What's up with that? I mean, how hard could that be? But anyway, let me move on then. You can bless people with words. How would you bless somebody with words? How would you do that? How would you bless somebody by using words? Oh, and by the way, for you all that's here for the first time, we have a conversational church. So it's okay to talk back to me, but you just got to raise your hand, and then a mic gun coming your way because we're on international radio or internet. How can you bless somebody by using words, sir?
Tell them their outfit looks nice.
Oh, tell them they look nice. Why are you looking at my daughter when you're saying that?
Hey.
Okay, all right. All right, they engaged. It's all right to look. It's all right to look. All right. Who else?
You can speak encouragement into their life.
Say again?
You can speak encouragement into their life.
Okay. So give us an example of that.
When someone says you're going to do great things.
Okay.
You
okay.
know, looking at the children.
Okay.
You might say, you're going to do great things.
Okay. All right. So let's go ahead on. So how God uses words, that's what we're going to talk about today. So whose image are we made in? Okay. So if God uses words, then what are we supposed to do, Cynthia? We're supposed to use words. All right, so let's see what we got. So we can use words to create, okay? But God uses words to create. So this is what he said in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 through 3. In the beginning, God created by forming from nothing. What's nothing? Nothing. So nothing was there, right? By forming from nothing, the heavens and the earth. And the earth was formless, void, or a waste and emptiness, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Y'all in the dark right now? So just imagine if we cut the screen off, and if we shut that door, and there was no light in here, then there's no form, no void. Everything, now I need my screen though. Wait a minute, hold on. Let me see, can I go to my book? Make this thing real. I want to make sure y'all know what darkness feel like. On purpose. Look, y'all waiting to see where we're going to go in the dark too. Like. All right, then, let's go total darkness. Okay? So it's dark. Can y'all see y'all neighbor? Can you see life in front of you? No, you can't. Because it's total darkness. And then, go ahead to verse number 3. The Spirit of God was moving, just like I'm walking. See, the Spirit of God is waiting for the Word of God to give it instructions. The same way the Spirit of God is waiting on you to say something so that it can be manifested. So the Spirit of God was moving. I think y'all can see my form going back and forth. Brewing over the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. Question, is light better than darkness? So I got a question to ask y'all, because y'all know I'm a pastor that'll matter with you. Standing right here. Y'all write this down. Let me say it, then you write. So what darkness have I not spoken to in my life? Because the only reason it's dark is because you haven't spoke to it. Right, Candace? Candace smirking at me. So what darkness is manifested in my life that I need to speak to? Now, because I see you smiling. So, because in church, some people lie. Y'all know people lie in church? Yeah, you know y'all know people that lie in church? So, because I know some people lie in church the rest of it, what we're going to do is ask the Holy Spirit what darkness I need to speak to. Because the Holy Spirit is what? The Spirit of truth. So, he's going to tell us the truth because we might want to, you know, skim on this dark thing. Y'all ready? I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. And in a minute. No, you keep open for a second. See how words work? I said, shut your eyes, y'all, shut your eyes. Other than them rebellious people, they're going to keep their eyes open. They're going to keep their eyes open. They don't trust. Okay. All right. So in a moment, I'm going to ask you to close your eyes, and then I'm going to ask you to ask the Holy Spirit, what darkness does he want me to speak to? You got it? Got it, Ms. Bailey? Okay. Y'all ready? Everybody, that means when I say close your eyes, nobody looking at me. Close your eyes. And once he tells you, I just want you to raise your hand so I know, and I'll say, I see you, and then you put your hand down. So close your eyes. So repeat after me, Holy Spirit, show me the darkness that you want me to speak to. And just keep your eyes closed. Okay, I see you. Once I say, I see you, you can put your hands down and go ahead and write it down. Okay, I see you, 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 I see you. 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 Just open your eyes and write it down. I see you. For those listening on the internet, what we're doing is we're asking everybody to close their eyes, and they've asked the Holy Spirit to show them where darkness is and where what he wants them to speak to. And then I'm asking people to raise their hands so that way I can acknowledge them and they can go ahead and start to write down what he said. And for those who haven't seen yet, thought they haven't seen yet, just keep your eyes closed and repeat after me. Say, it's a lie. Your word says that if I ask, I'll receive. If I seek, I'll find. If I knock, it's open unto me. So I choose to see. So mind, be quiet so I can hear my spirit. Just listen on the inside and just raise your hand once you see. I see you. I see you. I see you. Thank you, Ed. I see you. I see you. Even the mic person, you go ahead and write it down. Borrow a piece of paper from somebody. You got the lady beside you. Okay, can I get a couple of people to share what darkness he wanted to expose? If you're comfortable with, just raise your hand and a mic person will come. I got one here and one here. What darkness did he say that he wanted you to speak to?
He said myself.
Okay.
And, you know, I tried to, that ain't it.
Uh-huh,
and then he said, I heard you say you don't have to understand it to receive it.
Okay.
So then I said, all right.
Okay, so you receive it? Uh-oh, yeah. It took a long time, bro. Do you believe that one? Y'all believe that one?
Well, I'm just processing it, but yeah, okay, I received it.
Okay, all right. Thank you, brother.
Well, yes, ma'am, Michelle. With me, it was forgiveness.
Forgiveness. So he
of
wants
others,
you to...
but the big thing I felt is forgiveness of myself.
Okay.
So that I can move forward.
Okay, forgiveness of yourself. You received?
Yes.
Okay. All right, who else? Got one here. There's a whole lot of folk in here. You mean you only got three people okay, go ahead.
He told me to be more confident in myself.
Be more confident in myself. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. You receive? Yes, ma'am.
He told me basically the darkness in my life was rejection, loneliness, and distrustfulness.
Okay. So he wants you to speak to it. Okay. All right. Yes, sir.
It's myself also.
Myself. Okay.
I'm in the way.
Okay. Okay. You receive it?
Yes.
Okay. The reason why I ask people do they receive it is because God can give you something. I can hand you something, and it's up to you whether you take it or not. So when they hesitant about receiving, then I just got to check because God will give you something, but you got to receive it. Yes, ma'am.
Mine was a spirit of unbelief.
Spirit of unbelief.
And the Lord said that he would give me faith and more hope.
Okay. All right. You receive it? Yes, ma'am.
I am one more with self. And, yeah, that was a hard pill to swallow because you wanted to be somebody else.
Ooh. How many of y'all want to be somebody else? Okay. I appreciate y'all honesty. This side honest. I don't know what's going on this side, Nicole. What's up? Oh, you don't know? Okay. All right, anybody else? You got one over here? So God wants us to speak to ourselves.
Lack.
Lack, okay.
To speak to lack.
Okay, you receive it?
Yes.
Okay. All right, you got one in the back?
Speak to addiction.
Speak to your addiction.
Spirit of addiction, yeah.
Appreciate your honesty. Okay. All right. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. So God said, let there be abundance in the place of lack. But she has to speak to abundance and not lack. See, guys, don't spend your time trying to stop what you're thinking. Spend your time replacing what you're thinking. Because I'm going to do a test right here. Okay. All right. So no matter what I say, I don't want y'all to listen to it. I don't want y'all to see it. I don't want y'all to think about it. But there's a pink elephant in the room. What are you thinking about? Pink elephant. So no matter what I say, Cynthia, no matter what I say, Lena, I don't want you to think about this pink elephant. What are you thinking about? But I want you to think about Jesus. What did you see? What did you feel? Because I know you can't visually see Jesus. But think about joy. What did you see? She said joy. What did you feel? What happened to the elephant? It got replaced by joy. It got replaced by Jesus. So don't spend time trying to stop thinking about something. Replace what you're thinking about with something else. He said in Philippians, talks about, think on those things that are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, of good report, virtuous, and deserving of praise. Is lack virtuous? Is lack deserving of praise? So if he wants me to, if he wants us to speak to us about ourselves, and we don't need to tell him we don't need to confess what's wrong with us. We need to confess what's right with us, what he says about us. If I'm dealing with a weight challenge, no need me talking about, I need to lose weight. All I say is I live a healthy and an active lifestyle. What happened to the weight? The weight can't stay with the healthy and an active lifestyle. So don't keep saying, well, no, I need to do this. If you're dealing with addictions, you confess the addiction. You give that to God, and you talk about how free you are of addiction. That this body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, where the Holy Spirit lives. Because I got children, so I got to edit. I don't want to do that blunt, because when I'm smoking, I'm messing up my temple. And God is living where? In the temple. All right, so I'm going to get away from the blend. So Genesis chapter 1, we're still talking about how God uses words. He creates. Then God said, let us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, make man in our image, according to our likeness, not physically, but a spiritual personality. So God said, I'm going to make man the same way that the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, we're going to work together and we're going to create man. Because see, everything God does, he does it in agreement. The same way our spirit man, our flesh man, and our emotional man need to be in agreement when we say things. Because how many of y'all know you can hear somebody say, praise the Lord, everything great. And you can hear, you guys here when y'all know they not believe. Well, y'all here, talk to me. Because, you know, I'm not asking y'all to tell on yourself. I'm asking y'all to tell on somebody else. Because see, I get y'all to tell on somebody else, sooner or later you're going to tell on yourself. Okay, see how that worked? That's how that thing worked. Okay.
They're saying it almost like a punctuation.
Oh, okay, what do you mean?
Yeah, everything's, yeah, and it's all down in the dumps. Uh-huh. And then, well, praise the Lord.
Okay, yeah.
It's like, yeah, yeah, I don't think
so. So you can tell? So then something about that person, those parts of their spirit man, natural man, or emotional man is not in agreement.
I was going to say the tone.
Okay, the tone.
The speed,
okay,
of how they say it.
Okay.
What their eyes are doing.
Okay.
All of that. All right. Body language.
Body language. But see, God is in agreement. He said, let us make man. Then, and let them have complete authority over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, the cattle, and over the entire earth, and over everything that creeps and crawls on the earth. Is man in there? Is man supposed to have authority over man? Huh? This side saying yes, this side saying no. Which is it, people?
No.
So, we're not supposed to have authority over other men. Huh? He just says over the birds. So anybody know people got pet birds? They sell them at the pet shop, right? You got fish that you train. You got cattle that's known by their name over the entire earth. But things that creeps and crawls. Now, y'all heard this before. They got some men that are creeping and crawl. But we supposed to tell them, get up. You follow me? But we're not supposed to have authority over people. If God, who made us, doesn't have authority over us, now we know he can do anything he want to do. But he gave us free choice. You can't make nobody do anything. Now you can demand it, and they'll do it, but they'll do it with a funny eye. Y'all know what we mean by a funny eye? You got attitude? I mean, how many of y'all were raised, were in my time, I'm 58, no, I ain't gonna get nobody raise hand talk about the age. But, you know, it's like if we were in disobedience to our parents or rebellion and we wanted to straighten it, you know, like they shut the door. And the door is open. They say, shut the door. And, you know, you think I'm sitting down, I'm cooling out, I'm chilling. You know, why I got to shut the door? So, you know, you march like this and you shut the door. How many of y'all that wouldn't fly in y'all's house? See, look around. So then your dad turns to you and say, boy. So it's two times you know you're in your trouble. When they call your full name, Paul Lewis Morgan, or when they call you boy. Boy, if you don't get over there and go shut that door. Well, dad, the door is shut. Well, you had an attitude about it. So then you're gonna try to be cool about it, you know. And you're going to tip over. And you're going to slowly shut the door. You in rebellion? Do you normally walk like that? So you come on back. Boy, if you don't, Paul Lewis Morgan, if you don't get over there and shut that door. Follow? So you got to get it right, man. So we're in rebellious to God sometimes. Anybody ever been in rebellious to God? Okay, appreciate y'all's hand. See, y'all raise hand even when the door asked for it. See, that's your honesty. That was both sides. Another way God created, he said, and God created man in his own image, in the image of and likeness of God. He created him, male and female, he created them. Who he create? There's only two species, male and female. Y'all take that for what you want. God saw everything that he had made. Now, this is on the sixth day. Now, from day one to day five, He created things like the firmament, the sky, the ground, and all those things. And when he looked at that, he said, it's good. But I'm going to tell you what he did when he saw us, though. God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. He didn't put us with the category of the trees, the birds, those types of things. When he looked at us, he said, very good. And I want 100% participation. I know some of y'all have some challenges with participation. But turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, when God looked at you, he said, very good. Right? Was that 100%? Did y'all see all your people? Okay, everybody participated? But check it out. He just didn't say we were very good. Let's step back over. Turn back to your neighbor. He said he validated you. You know, a stamp of approval. So what did that mean, guy? What does that mean? He gave us a stamp of approval. So man validate you? Not like God can. Because see, what man will do is they get mad at you. Y'all ever hear anybody mad at you? They ever take anything back from you? Okay, y'all got to talk to me now. Talk to me. What did you take back? Uh-oh, going quiet on me. What did man take back? After they say they love you or they appreciate you? Or what did you take back, Nicole?
So this week has been evaluation week.
Okay.
And before I left for vacation, I was being praised for how well I was doing on the job.
Okay.
But when it came time for evaluation,
uh-oh.
They wanted to make my number below average,
ooh.
Although they just told me I was doing above average.
Okay. So what did they just take? They might have tried to take her money, but she going to speak to that. What else people try to take from me? Hold on, mic coming your way. Okay. That sister will not talk unless there's a mic in your face. Thank you.
I've had people take materialistic things.
Okay, materialistic
which
thing.
Then, you know, I thought meant everything. But once it's gone, you know what? You gone, it's gone.
Okay.
Whatever, you
okay.
know, but people do that.
Okay, people take things. Got nails. We got the whole row. We got three people in the row. They're like, boom, 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 boom. Yes, ma'am.
A reputation of her work ethic.
Okay, so give us an example of what you're talking about.
Well, if they told her before she left that she was doing really, really, really good,
okay.
but then when she came back and she got a bad evaluation, then obviously the work ethic is not meeting somewhere
okay.
to the point where they gave you a good review,
okay.
and then on paper they want to give you bad.
Okay, all right. Who got the mic on this?
They'll yes. take away your achievements.
Achievements, okay, all right. So they give you praise about your achievement, then they take them away, okay? What else?
Her value.
Your value? Okay, give me an example of that.
Where she might have had a better appraisal or whatever,
okay.
she would have got a better, she was valued more.
Okay.
But then for the bad one, her value isn't as good
okay.
as it, because they don't have to pay her for that because she's not worth this more.
Okay, all right, take away your value. Yes, sir.
Friendship.
Okay.
For instance, like when you see little kids playing,
uh-huh.
you know, and one doesn't get their way, okay. I don't want to be your friend anymore.
Okay.
Then the other one is usually like, okay, I'm... do it your way. So, you know, they'll take away friendship. They'll use that like, I don't want you, I don't need okay. you anymore because it's not going their way.
Okay. All right. Yes, ma'am.
They'll take away what they think love is.
Okay.
They withdraw their love.
Okay. They withdraw their love. Okay. All right. Anybody got a dollar they don't mind? Give them to me for a minute. Last time I did this, I asked for $100 bill and when I crumbled it up, the brother got mad at me. So, I say, you know, if I just get a dollar, maybe they won't get as mad. All right, you give me a 20. All right, so is this $20 bill? Y'all see it? I'm going to do a magic trick. Y'all ready? Since they say, oh, Lord. So this is worth $20, right? Is it worth $20? Is it still worth
$20?
He bigger than I am, so I'm not going to step on it. But if I stepped on it and shoved it around, would it still be worth $20? So man's worth or what man says about us still does not change the value that God placed in us. You understand? So yes, they might have gave her a bad evaluation. Here you go, brother. So he validated it completely. I like what I made. I like what it looks like. I like what it sounds like. I like what it's going to become. I like the fact that it's in me. He's saying all those things about us. You got a mic, sir.
People could take away your identity.
Ooh, okay. So how would they do that?
They just see you on. They don't see you the way that God sees you. That
okay.
He validated you, or that you're very
okay.
good. So they'll say you did something in your past, like you have a criminal record.
Okay.
Well, you're a criminal,
okay.
not.
Uh-huh.
You're validated. You're very good.
Okay.
So that type of thing.
Okay, so my past can determine my future. Okay, all right. Yes, ma'am.
People can take away your peace.
Ooh, how they do that, though?
Because your life is peaceful, but they have so much strife in their life that they want to and just put it on you.
They
want
to put it on you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Appreciate your honesty. So turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor. Who's taking your peace? And wait for an answer. Nobody. Say nobody. Nobody. Some of y'all saying nobody. Y'all saying, yeah, I got a couple names. Okay. All right. Dale? Y'all still talking about them people, huh? All
right. I think on a job situation like Nicole was talking about, a lot of times that take away your self-esteem.
Ooh, okay.
And your motivation.
Okay, take away your self-esteem and your motivation.
Right.
Okay. All right. Who else? Yes, ma'am.
I was just getting ready to say self-image.
Self-image.
Okay. But I doubt that she would let them do that.
Ooh, okay.
Because she knows she's good.
Okay, all right. Self-image.
They say she was good in the beginning. What happened?
Okay.
They try to take it back.
Okay, they're trying to take it back.
But she knows she good.
She okay. Yes, ma'am.
People can take away your confidence.
Ooh, how are they going to do that?
Pastor Pete, I've heard you speak about if someone says you're never going to amount to anything.
Okay.
You know, that's someone attempting to take away your confidence.
Okay, all right. So people can say ugly things. The mean, I think that's, who else? Young lady right here. Just coming your way.
They can take away your love.
Oh, they can take away your love? Okay. All right. Thanks for sharing. Drew say she can talk, I can talk. Drew raise his hand and say, I'm over here, people. All right.
Your worth.
Okay. So how would they do that, Cindy?
Sometimes they may not want to pay you for what you're worth.
Ooh.
And somebody else could be in the same position. They can pay them even more.
Okay. All right. So not paying you for what you're worth. Drew, you hear something you need to say? Raise your hand so she can see.
Take away your smart.
Oh, take away the fact that you're smart. Okay, amen. But God said we are very good. Try saying that to yourself. I am very good. He validated me completely. And there was the evening and there was the morning and a sixth day. So I just want you to make sure you get an understanding of that. So this is what God also created in Colossians chapter 1, verse 15. Say he is the exact living image, talking about Jesus, the essential manifestation of the unseen God, the visible representation of the invisible. So that's why God sent Jesus in the flesh, so they could see that God the Son is just like we are. So when we pray to God and talk about, well, God don't know what I'm going through. He already was here going through whatever you go through. So he has categories of things that he's gone through. But it says the firstborn, the preeminent one, the sovereign, and the originator of all creation. Now we saw in the beginning it said God created. God created. There was darkness and he said let there be light. So he wants us to know that everything that's created, he created it. By using what? So he didn't use the wand. No? He didn't mix up nothing. So everything that you have in your life right now is the result of words that you spoke or someone else spoke on your behalf. So you're going to change everything that's in your life right now by the words that you choose to speak from this moment on. So if there's lack in your life, somewhere along the line, either you or somebody you know in authority in your life have spoken lack. Boy, you know you never going to make anything. I was poor, my grandfather was poor, my father was poor, everybody was poor. So you're poor, you're going to be poor today, you're going to be poor tomorrow. What are you going to get? Poor. Okay? You can have a good job, and poverty got to come for you. But everything we have in our life is things that we created, either words that others spoke on our behalf, but do we have authority over their words? Okay? What are we going to say? What are we going to say different? I did multiple things when I was talking to you guys. For those who I could feel, when I told them to shut their eyes and God was going to show them in the dark area, and I could feel that certain people said, well, I'm not getting anything. I guarantee you, over time, you said, God, don't talk to me. So that's when I say it's a lie. See, I got you to speak words. And did y'all hear about four or five more people raise their hand after that? But all I told them was to say this, that it's a lie. Your word says that if I ask, I'll receive. If I seek, I'll find. If I knock, it's open unto me. So then I got you to say, I choose to receive. And then hands start going up because you have the authority. And then I added something extra because I wanted to show you how quick it can happen. I say, and tell your mind for the thoughts to stop racing so you can hear. And what happened to your thinking? Those racing thoughts stopped. You have dominion because you were created like God. So see, that's why the enemy tries so hard to get you to say something contrary to what God said. Because if he can get you to say it, because see, he's not a creator. He only perverts what God has done. So God manifested love, but what did Satan do? He perverted it to what? Lust. He said, you know, love desires to give at the expense of self. Lust desires to get at the expense of others. So that's perverted. So see, he has to get you to use your words to do something because he can't create anything. Because it said right there, everything is created, God created by words. For by him all things were, how many things were created? So man might have made this carpet, but God gave him the intellect to be able to do it. You got glasses on? Man might have did the glass thing, but God gave him the ability to do it, to put those things together. Brother, taking his glasses off and blowing in them. Amen, brother, I see you. All right? And for by him all things were created. Check this out. Where else? In heaven and on earth. So anywhere that there is things, God had to speak them into existence. And the thing I like about God is, well, right, let me keep going. Visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers of authority, all things were created. Y'all read this next line. And exist through him. So I don't know what my life purpose is. You're looking everywhere but in him. I don't know who my mate should be. You're looking everywhere but in him. I don't know what I should do next. You're looking everywhere but in him. If he created us, then he knows us. He knows what's good. He knows what's not so good. He knows when we need to change. He knows when we need to back up. He knows when we need to go forward. But we want to find him from everything else. I'm just ask y'all a question. Y'all can talk about other folk if you want. So what's some other things we look at instead of looking at God? I know that's a hot topic. Look at y'all. Y'all trying to make the spiritual answer. Okay, I got one here. What are some things that we'll go to instead of going to God? Got a mic here?
You might just turn on TV.
Okay. All right, turn on TV. All right. Yes, ma'am.
Call a friend.
Call a friend. Okay. All right. And when we call a friend, don't we tell them our side of the story? We don't tell them God's side of the story, do we? Well, you know what Sally did to me? Yes, ma'am.
I was just going to say the same thing she said.
Call a friend.
Call a friend.
And tell them what?
Your business.
Okay. Ooh, okay. All right. Tell me your business.
Look at our finances.
Ooh. Okay. What's wrong with us looking at our finances?
Because it may not be the amount that we want it to be at that time, but that doesn't mean that it's not going to come.
Okay. All right. So we'll look at our finances. Yes, ma'am.
Food.
We look at food? Mm-hmm. How many of us look at food? Y'all be honest. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Some of y'all think about where you're going next. Anyway, go ahead. But you're not going Chick-fil-A, Jay. They closed. Yes, sir.
I have two. I look to my mama.
You look at your mama?
To think for me sometimes.
Okay.
And then two, I look at, I read books and stuff. How-to books or self-help books.
Okay, appreciate your honor. Mom had a hand around them. We say, look at it. Mom took a hand back. She took a hand back. All right, who else? What else you look at instead of looking at God?
Shopping,
okay. How many of y'all look at shopping? Okay. Yeah. Jazz said, don't be lying in church.
You look at what other people have.
Ooh.
Or you compare yourself to what other people have.
Okay, comparison, look at others. Who else got the mic? Yes, ma'am.
You look at YouTube.
Oh, look at YouTube. Okay. All right. She's smiling about that thing, too.
You look at the news.
Ooh, what news going to tell us?
It tells us what's really going on in the world.
Okay, all right. All right, who else? Yes, ma'am. It'll come back to you in a second.
Look at TV.
You look at TV? Okay, all right. Did y'all see what I just did? What did I use? Words. See that she went blank? And all I said, it'll come back to you in a second. And she said, well, TV. Guys, it's not rocket science, but see, we're willing to use our words to destroy ourselves, but we're not willing to use the word to build ourselves. We got more faith in what we're saying is what we saw instead of what he said is what we get. So, I mean, I'm just going to bring, and I'm still talking about how God created, but eventually I'm going to get to what man says, what man does with his word.
Social media,
okay, yeah. Facebook, what else? Instagram. Telegram. Microgram. Okay.
Oh, I look at my feelings.
Oh, that's deep. That's deep. What do you mean, Nicole?
If I feel a certain way, okay, even if it's contrary to what God's saying, I sometimes default to my feelings.
Okay.
More often than not.
Okay. I default to the feelings. Be honest with you. Everybody in here ought to raise their hand. Okay. All right. Colossians chapter 1, verse 15. And he himself existed and is before all things. So some folks wonder, well, was Jesus in the beginning? Yes, he was. We just talk about him in the New Testament, but he always was. And in him, all things hold together. Uh-oh. You got marriage problems? What's going to hold it together? Jesus. You unemployed? What's going to hold it together? Jesus. You got lack? What's going to hold it together? Jesus. So he's the answer to everything, guys. But you got to be willing to listen to him more than you listen to this. And I'm flesh. Because flesh be saying some stuff. I'm going to close with this. What does flesh be saying? Y'all talk to me. Tell me what your flesh say. All right, look, people not raising their hand about this one. You see it, Tiffany. They ain't raising their hand about this one.
I want it now.
Flesh say, I want it now. Okay, all right, they started to raise. They say, let her go first.
It's okay.
The flesh said, it's okay. What's okay?
Anything you want to do.
Anything you want to do. Okay. All right.
Flesh, yes, ma'am. Flesh says that you're not really healed.
Okay. Flesh says you're not really healed. Yes, ma'am.
Flesh says they want to take over.
Okay.
And they want to make you do whatever you want. That is very not so great.
Okay, all right. Okay, amen. Yes, sir. Flesh said it'll take over and make you do things not so great. Okay? Yeah, sister real boy, she out of old.
My flesh tells me I deserve it.
Ooh, flesh says I deserve it.
Yeah,
Okay, go get that sandwich, go get that outfit. Flesh say you deserve it. Yes, ma'am.
Your flesh can say that I'm tired.
Okay, flesh says you're tired. Only when it's time to go to church. Oh! I mean, I'm not saying that's what you said, but y'all know y'all only get tired on Sunday morning when the alarm clock go off. If it was a game, what else? If it was, if you wanted to go get breakfast, if it was a date, you up an hour before. If you were getting paid, but when church time come, other stuff. Your flesh be saying it's not worth it. I can only sleep on Sunday morning. What you do on Saturday morning? Go ahead.
Success isn't for me.
Ooh, success isn't for me? Who else got a mic? Yes, ma'am.
I was going to say what Chelsea said, that no self-control.
No self-control. I want it, I have it, I get it. Yes, sir.
It's not that bad.
The flesh say it's not that bad. One more and then we're going to close. So mama bringing mic. Go ahead on there.
It's not good.
Oh, y'all heard that. So what's your takeaway? What are you going to do different? Since you found out a little bit about what God says, how God uses words, what are you going to do different today? Starting today. What are you going to say different? I got one here.
I'm going to use my words to not destroy myself or others, but use words to build others and myself up.
Amen. I'm going to use words to build myself and others up. What else, sir?
Along with that, to go sign that, just talk less. Like,
talk
you don't
got
to talk as much as we talk, period.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
And then I feel like when we eliminate how many words we say, how much we talk, then we have more control over the things we do say.
Okay.
And we're led more by the things
all
we
right,
say.
All right, so we're going to talk less. And because...
But when I talk less,
okay,
there's more going in my head.
Okay. But see,
so,
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm listening. I have your total.
No, what I'm saying is I need to speak to my mind.
Okay, yeah.
And then I need to speak to myself because my mind could be telling me I'm not good enough.
Okay.
And then I say, stop it.
Okay.
Because I'm great.
Okay.
You know, that's what I'm saying I'm going to do.
Okay, all right. Anybody else? Got one coming? Talk about takeaway. How are you going to use what you just heard?
I'm piggybacking off of what Andre said. What about having more of a purpose for your words?
Ooh. Okay.
You know, more
okay.
Living that way, being more purposeful for what you say.
Okay. All right. So I'd like to have every head bowed and every eye closed. Father, we just thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you that I told the people what you told me to tell them. And as a result of that, Father, you will see a difference. Because you hear every word that we speak, whether powerful, impactful, or hurtful, or demeaning, or destructive. Father, I thank you that today we are choosing because you made us in your image. So we're choosing to talk like you talk, to speak like you speak. So while every head is bowed and every eye is closed, if you're here today and you say, you know, I need something on the inside.
This concludes today's message on Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you, with Pastor Paul Morgan. If you are ever in the Richmond, Virginia area, visit Pastor Paul for Sunday services at 11 a.m. at Chosen Generation Ministries, located at 5511 West Marshall Street, Richmond, Virginia, 23230. The telephone number is 866-333-9505. Or visit the website www.paulmorgan.org.
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also, be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy. But praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free. Christians Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He is good. Yes, He is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. Yes, He is good.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. Yes, He is good.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio.
A platform for Christians to talk about the gospel of Jesus Christ, missions, and other topics related to Christian living and services to the community. The views, opinions, and positions expressed by host and or guest speakers on any given broadcast does not necessarily reflect or represent the views, opinion, and or official position of When Christians Speak Talk Radio.